Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
From the creators of the hit kids podcast Who Smarted and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of mysteries about true histories, affectionately known as MAP. Every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs, making learning cool. Listen to Mysteries About True Histories on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for joining me, Snoop, for another exciting day of dog detection. Although I'm no longer pawing the streets of London, my days are always chock full of tough cases here in Pflugerville. I expected a quiet suburban town when I first arrived, but there's a mystery behind every picket fence and rosebush in this neighbourhood.
I don't know, Snoop. Looks like a quiet day to me. Why don't we go back inside? It's getting cold out here anyway.
That's why you're still a junior detective, Sniffy. There's always a calm before the storm.
Oh, the calm before the storm. Is that a band name? The calm before the storm.
No. The calm before the storm means that there's always a calm time before things get crazy.
Well, don't worry, Snoop. I'm ready just in case. Mr. Schlupp gave me a bath this morning, so I am looking my best.
You did end up covered in mud after our last case.
Speaking of mud, maybe we should see if that mud pile is still there. I'm not saying we have to roll around in it. We could just look at it and smell it and roll around in it.
No time, Sniffy. We have a visitor.
Hello. Is that Sniffy and Snoop, dog detectives?
I think you mean Snoop and Sniffy, dog detectives. But yes, you'll find our secret doggy door just at the end of the fence.
Oh, I see it now. Coming through. Good morning. My name's Tess.
Cat!
Calm yourself, Sniffy.
Sorry, I don't see cats that much. Cat.
No need to dress up for me, Tess. I may be a famous dog detective, but I'm also just a normal pet like you.
Oh, I didn't dress up. I'm a tuxedo cat. This is how my fur always looks.
Ah, yes, that is clear now.
I'm calm now, I swear. I'm calm, cat.
Tess, did you come here with a case for us? Luckily, we do have time in our schedule today.
Yes, I have a very important case for you. My best friend is missing.
Egads! That's horrible! When did you last see this fellow cat?
My best friend is a bird, not a cat.
Oh, of course. My apologies.
I last saw Betty a week ago. Usually, we spend time together each day. You see, the human I allow to think is my owner has a bird feeder in the backyard, and Betty started coming to eat seeds out of it several months ago. That's how we met.
And you haven't seen Betty for a week now? Interesting. Very interesting. Well, Sniffy, looks like we have a missing bird case on our paws.
Cat?
Snap out of it, Sniffy. We've got investigating to do. Tess, first things first. Take us to the last place you saw Betty.
All right. Follow me.
That's it, everyone. Through the secret dog door. So, Tess, how long have you lived in this neighbourhood?
Oh, for as long as I can remember. decades, probably.
And how do you know Betty is missing? Perhaps she went to get birdseed in a different backyard.
No, no, Betty would never just disappear on me. Besides, she's always saying that the bird feeder in my yard has the fanciest seeds. Actually, we're passing her home tree right now. See, that's her nest up there on that branch.
Ah, yes, I can just see it. Sniffy, put your nose to good use. What do you smell?
Definite bird smells. Yes, and the nest. It's made out of old cereal boxes and newspapers. But the bird smell is faint, very faint. No bird has used this nest in days.
There, you see? Betty is missing. I don't have a secret door in my fence like you, but luckily, I'm a great jumper. I'll just jump on top of the fence like so. Ooh, this wood could use a good scratching. I just can't resist. And then I think I can just reach the latch on the gate. There you go. Come on in.
Old bird seed on the ground here. Hasn't been touched.
Don't eat the evidence, Sniffy.
Just a little. I only had my normal full breakfast this morning.
Tess, have you ever seen any other birds here with Betty?
No, only Betty.
Well, that's our next step. Sniffy, sniff us out some other birds.
I'm on it, boss. Let's go back out to the sidewalk. Okay, yes, I'm picking up some definite bird smells now. Oh, this is a big bird smell. Bird droppings straight ahead, beginning evasive maneuvers. Whoa, look out, and... Okay, I think we're good. That was a close call. Picking up the trail again. There. There should be a big bird's nest in this tree.
Jolly good job, Sniffy. Yes, I see the nest up there. Tess, do you think you can climb this tree and see if anyone's home?
Oh, no problem. Check out these claws.
Cat!
Okay, I'm almost there. Now to jump onto this branch. And a final somersault, just because I can. Ta-da!
Very impressive, Tess.
This nest looks like it hasn't been used in a while either.
Dear me, that's odd. Could there be more birds missing than Betty?
I don't understand. I don't think Betty even knew the birds who lived here. What's the connection?
That's exactly what we've got to find out.
But we've got no new leads.
I think it's time to call on an old friend, Wheeler.
Who's Wheeler?
Wheeler is our agency's tech guru. Gadgets, computers. If it has a chip, Wheeler can program it.
Chips? Are we having a snack? Finally!
No, no, Sniffy. I meant a computer chip. I'll just give him a call on my special collar here.
Wow, your collar is a phone?
And supercomputer, courtesy of Wheeler himself. It also opens cans in case you...
Wheeler here.
Ah, good sir. I'm here with a client, Tess. Seems her bird bestie Betty has gone missing.
Her what?
Her bird bestie Betty. Betty, her bird best friend.
Oh, her best friend Betty. A bird. Got it.
But it's not just Betty. Seems another neighborhood bird has also gone missing. Do you have access to local radar, Wheeler?
Of course.
Check on the birds in the area, if you could.
What am I looking for?
I'm not sure, but we'll know it when we see it.
Copy. Booting up bird radar. Scanning now.
Well, what do you see?
Nothing.
It was worth a try.
No, you don't understand. There's nothing here. There are almost no birds left in Pflugerville at all.
But what does that mean?
We've stumbled onto something. Something big.
I've heard rumors before, but I never thought...
What? What is it, Wheeler?
Well, there have always been whispers, but I never believed them. Talk to Wiggles.
Whispers? Whispers about what? What's going on here, Wheeler?
I've said too much. Ask Wiggles. Wiggles knows.
This case started with one missing bird, but now we're on the scent of something much bigger.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks to Wheeler, we finally got a lead. Let's go!
Who's this Wiggles that Wheeler was talking about?
A Wiggles is great. Fun and wiggly.
It's true, and lives just across the street from the Schlubs. Here we are, nearly back where we started. Wiggles!
Yes? Oh, Snoop and Sniffy, thank you for dropping by. I'm sorry the yard's a mess. I wasn't expecting anyone today. I just buried a bone somewhere, and now I can't remember where it is. I've been digging hole after hole, but nothing yet.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Want me to lend a paw? I can dig over here.
No, Sniffy. We're here on official dog detective business.
Oh my, would you care for any snacks? I have a dog bowl full of water right over here.
How kind, Wiggles. But I should get straight to it. This is my client, Tess.
Pleased to meet you.
Tess is a cat.
Yes, thank you, Sniffy. Tess's friend Betty has gone missing, and we heard that you might be able to help us out.
Me? Why me? Why do you think that I might be able to help?
You seem nervous, Wiggles.
Me? Oh, I'm not nervous. No. Why would you think that I'm nervous? I always talk too much when I'm nervous. And since I'm not talking too much right now, then you can therefore see that I'm not nervous at all. No, definitely not. Calm, cool, collected. That's me.
Wiggles, I have to point out that you are actually talking quite a lot.
Oh, dear.
So you do know something.
It's all rumors. Okay, don't you understand? Whispers. Never anything for certain.
Just tell us what you've heard.
Okay, but you're never going to believe me.
I'll believe pretty much anything. Right, Snoop?
That's true. Yes.
Well, it started a few years ago. I began to realize that every year around the same time, all the birds would mysteriously disappear. Okay? But then, a few months later, they would all return again at the same time.
But where did they go?
No one knows.
Did you ask them?
They'd never tell me the truth straight out. Don't you see? All the birds disappearing at the same time? This would take months of planning. And what are they up to when they're gone? There are a few possibilities, of course. The most obvious is probably that the birds are plotting something.
Egad!
Wiggles, what if I told you about leaving the gate open? It's not good for neighborhood security. I'm gonna have to give you another ticket.
Oh, hi, Lorraine. Wiggles was just helping Snoop and me out on a case.
What's the case? as the sole member of the neighborhood watch, maybe I can help.
Nothing. Just a routine.
Wiggles was just telling us that all the birds are plotting something.
Sniffy! No, Lorraine is a bird. A duck is a type of bird.
Birds plotting something? That's ridiculous.
Oh, really? Well, then tell me where all the birds are now, huh? Tell me that.
They've flown south for the winter, of course.
They've what?
They've flown south for the winter, of course. Birds fly south for the winter. Didn't you know that?
But you're a bird. Why haven't you flown south?
Because other birds fly south for the winter when it gets too cold here in Pflugerville for them. But I sleep in a nice heated shed at night, so I don't have to worry. And then in the day, I put on this nice cozy sweater.
But why wouldn't my friend Betty tell me she was leaving?
Oh, you're Betty's friend. She left me a note to give you. I have it in my sweater pocket somewhere. Empty words. Oh, here you go.
Read it aloud, Tess.
All right. Betty says, "Dear Tess, when I left, you were playing with a beam of light that kept moving around on the ground. I kept telling you that you wouldn't be able to catch it, but you didn't believe me. Anyway, I told you I was flying south for the winter, but I'm not sure you heard me because you were so interested in that beam of light. I figured I'd leave this note with Lorraine in case you got worried. See you when it gets a little warmer. Love, Betty."
I suppose I've always been so busy with my detective work that I never noticed all the birds flying south. But Sniffy did say this morning that it was getting chilly out.
And I do have trouble listening when I'm playing with a beam of light. Betty knows me well.
Huh, birds fly south for the winter. I never thought of that. I have this nice heavy coat of fur, so I never think about the cold.
Well, good for you. Now back to this ticket for leaving your gate open.
We'll leave you to it, Lorraine. Come on, Sniffy. We should get back to the schlub's backyard before they notice we're gone.
It was nice to meet you, Cat. I mean, Tess.
Nice to meet you too, Sniffy. And you as well, Snoop. Thanks for helping me figure out where Betty went.
If you've enjoyed our little show, you'll love all the other shows from Go Kid Go. Sniffy and I listen to them all the time. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gail King.
I'm Andrea Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.